Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
As we head into the Labor Day weekend, we thought we might take a look at the history of this holiday by talking with our friends at the Franklin D. Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum in Hyde Park and speak with Jeff Urban, education specialist at FDR Presidential Library and Museum, and look at how Labor Day was celebrated during FDR's administration. Jeff, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's good to be here.
So let us start off with that first question. How was Labor Day celebrated during FDR's time?
Well, Labor Day was celebrated very much as it had been going all the way back to around 1882 when it's thought to actually to have begun in New York City. It wasn't an official federal holiday until 1894, and it had been traditionally celebrated with parades and speeches and, you know, picnics and things, just sort of give support and solidarity to workers. And in FDR's time, it was had particular meaning. First of all, it was during the 50th anniversary of Labor Day, so there was some hoopla about that. But when FDR came to office, America was in the throes of the worst economic downturn in history, and a quarter of the workers, a quarter of the population was out of work. They were off the farms. They were out of the factories. Office workers across the board, folks just were not having a good time in terms of labor. And so the celebrations early on were really more designed to get people excited about labor again. You know, the economic downturn of the Great Depression was really, it wasn't just an economic downturn, it was a social and emotional one as well. And FDR understood the importance of work to people. You know, it's how we identify ourselves. You know, you say, I'm a teacher, I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor. Mm. And so by not having a job, you, in essence, in some ways, lost your identity. And so the early years of his administration were really trying to get workers to feel good again and get them, back into jobs so they had that identity, had the emotional impact of getting a job done and getting a job done well, and, of course, having the paycheck, which, then brought about extra purchasing power. Then as the administration went on, of course, we got involved in the Second World War, and then things changed a little bit because the tone was more of a patriotic nature, and the fact that, you know, labor and management and workers and everybody had to pull together to produce the material to win the war.
Just looking at the Roosevelt administration's approach to labor issues, that's a fascinating issue.
It sure is. It really is. When they first came in, they were trying to get labor management to kind of work together independently of a lot of government activity. But when that didn't look like it was going to happen, then the legislation started to come forth. And there was really quite a number of changes that occurred during the Roosevelt administration. You know, the Wagner Act, which allowed collective bargaining, and then the Fair Labor Standards Act in 1938, which brought about the 40-hour week and, you know, minimum wage and outlawed child labor. So there was a lot of crafting, really, of modern the modern work situation during the Roosevelt era.
We should keep in mind that Eleanor Roosevelt played a role in shaping the New Deal and labor relations as well.
She was very much a part of really everything that FDR did. She was always careful not to criticize him in public because, of course, she understood he was the president and, she was the first lady. But and what I mean by that is, the first lady doesn't have an official capacity in the government. But she was very instrumental in helping to craft his ideas about how things should be done. She was very much against child labor. She was very, you know, pro-worker. She would refuse to cross picket lines. In 1939, there was a for the president's birthday, there was a party out in Virginia, and she refused to attend because the waitresses in the cafeteria there were on strike, and she wouldn't cross the picket lines and attend the president's birthday celebration. So she walked the walk and talked the talk when it came to those kinds of things.
When you think of how the holiday, how Labor Day has evolved since that time, what do you think the major changes have been?
Well, I think, unfortunately, a lot of folks view Labor Day as the end of the summer. And, right. You know, it's sort of the capping weekend, which, you know, is nice. And, you know, it does sort of speak to that time of the year, back to school and all that. But it really needs to be, I think, a time where we sit back and appreciate, you know, what the American workers have been able to do, going all the way back to, you know, the founding fathers and, you know, the pioneers. You know, it's really become, I think, a holiday more to mark the end of the summer, but it really needs to be that holiday to appreciate what you know, good old-fashioned hard work can do.
What do you think we should revive that was done during Roosevelt's time?
Again, I think it's just a matter of, you know, you can go out and have your picnics, you can have your barbecues, you can have your parades and all those. I don't think FDR would have any problem with that. He was a great lover of the American picnic. But I think, you know, as with a lot of holidays, you know, we just need to take a moment and sit back and you know, reflect on, you know, all the things that we have here and the fact that they didn't happen by accident. You know, they happened by hardworking men and women going out there every day and doing, you know, what it is that they do to make America great, whether it's, you know, driving a bus, you know, being a doctor, being a teacher, you know, policeman, fireman, you know, all those jobs, all those efforts really contribute to, you know, what we have as our society.
So if we take time during our holiday weekend to head to the FDR Presidential Library and Museum, we can sort of do both, can't we?
Absolutely. And you can learn an awful lot about, you know, those New Deal programs that we talked about that were, you know, getting people back to work. You know, the New Deal was really held together by, there was over 44 programs that comprised the New Deal. And they're all held together with three things: relief, recovery, and reform. That's what FDR was trying to do: bring immediate relief to people who were suffering, bring reform so that these issues and situations didn't happen again, and then bring about recovery to get people back on the farms, back in the factories, and back with some purchasing power again. And you can learn all about that by coming to the Roosevelt Presidential Library.
What special is going on?
Well, we have right now a really, really fabulous exhibit of Madeleine Albright's diplomatic pins. It's called Read My Pins. And when she was Secretary of State during the Clinton administration, she would wear various pins, you know, brooch type things on her wardrobe that would send messages based upon you know, her diplomatic mission at the time. And we have over 200 of these pins, and they're spectacular. And they tell the whole story of, you know, of diplomacy and you know, coming together and talking about ideas and, you know, working together with other countries.
And you have some of Eleanor Roosevelt's pins as well.
We do. We do have a small display of her pins. She didn't wear them quite as regularly or as frequently as Secretary Albright did, but, you know, she also would have these pins, particularly Adlai Stevenson pins, because she was a big Adlai Stevenson supporter.
Well, there's always a lot to do and a wonderful place to visit. It's the Franklin D. Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum in Hyde Park. Jeffrey Urban, I thank you very much for joining us this morning and helping us remember why Labor Day is important. Jeff Urban is Education Specialist at the FDR Presidential Library and Museum in Hyde Park, New York. Jeff, thank you very much for being with us, and have a great holiday weekend.
Great. Thanks. You too, Joe.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.